We talked about it late last week when the news came out with the YMCA and their phase one renovation project. Once again, the pool situation is opening, and I promoted, hey, we got to tune. You got to tune in on Monday because Mr. Mitch Gross is going to be in studios, and right here he is. How you doing, sir?
Doing awesome, Rich. Thanks for having us. It's a great day, we've been waiting for quite some time.
And you have already told me this morning that you had folks at the pool ready to go this morning. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, we opened at officially opened the pool at 8 o'clock. We had people lined up kind of before then, so. There's a nice crew down there right now enjoying the water. Got a lot of compliments so far. So, you know, today's the day. We started construction on March 3rd of last year, so almost 13 months. Mm-hmm. But it's up and running. Every square inch of that pool space is essentially brand new except for the walls. So a lot of work, a lot of unknowns along the way that we weren't really didn't foresee, so we encountered some challenges along the way, but we got her up and running, and it's it's beautiful, great space. Locker rooms have been renovated as well. We've added two new family locker rooms as well, so now we have three. Also very proud to report we do have an accessible restroom with capabilities for an adult lift, adult changing table. Our pool is now has a zero depth entry for accessible entrance as well. So yeah, super excited. Can't wait to show it off to the public.
Yeah, I saw some pictures in your post the other day, and it looks incredible. I mean, so a few different changes, like the hot tub is on the other side of the building for what it was, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's much bigger. With advances in technology in today's day and age, you know. We needed a little bit more room for our equipment room. And so, you know, you look at that room itself, the engineering and planning that goes into the pool design, it's pretty impressive. And so, you know, we had to switch some things around, but it also, we really feel like it makes things a little bit more user-friendly and, just a little bit more efficient. Prior in our old aquatic center, we had two bodies of water. Well, now we have one. They're adjoined, so that makes things a lot more efficient for us. And so, this week we're open. I guess you could consider it a soft opening. We're open 8 to noon, Monday through Friday, just giving our staff a chance to work out the kinks and get things dialed in. Next week, we will be open back to regular hours, and those hours can be found on our website at mccookymca.org. They're also posted on our Facebook page. And then the week after that, so I believe it's the second week in April, we will get back to introducing water aerobics on a daily basis. And then really excited about once June gets here, June 1st is when we'll start our swim lesson program back up. And people can go to our website and register for those now.
That's all part of summer for parents, is get the kiddos, the smaller kids, get them involved with swim lessons and let them learn how to swim.
Absolutely, and we're encouraging people to register early because we know that they're going to fill up, quite fast, not having swim lessons for the past, basically 15, 16 months. Mm-hmm. Was the last time we offered them. So get to our website or stop by the Y at the front desk and get your kiddos signed up. We also have swim lessons for adults as well.
Now, tomorrow on Tuesday, you're going to be having kind of an open house. I think you touched on it, 4:30 to 5:30. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It won't be open for swim at that point in time, but we wanted to invite the community, all of our members, to come in, walk the space, see it, ask any questions. Our board will be on site as well as our steering committee and staff. So come check it out, walk around, ask questions, take pictures, help us promote it and get the word out. 4:30 to 5:30 tomorrow on March 31st. Excited to have, hopefully a full house so people can see, what we've been working on the last 13 months to get this first phase of the project up and running.
Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. Yeah. And finally, no question, you've been counting the days. Everybody else been counting the days. It is finally here.
Absolutely. Like I said, along the way, there's been some unexpected challenges, when you uncover those walls and the floors and, what's beneath the pool, there was some things that, threw us for a loop, and it takes the project team quite a while to figure out what's the best way to handle those issues. And you know, make sure we're doing things right. You know, when we first started talking about this project, it's not about just now. It's about making sure that this facility and the YMCA is a hub of the community for generations to come. And so, you know, we feel like we've done a good job of evaluating things along the way to make sure we're going about the process the best way to, you know, again, like I said, make sure we're here for generations to come.
In the meantime, the rest of the renovation project's continuing around the on the building, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited. You know, if people have been able to drive around on the west side of the YMCA, you can see, you know, the new parking lot. We are currently working on the new main entrance and the new lobby. Estimated, you know, I'll say tentative time of completion is going to be sometime in June. Mm-hmm. We're hopeful. And it's just going to be a great space, you know, awesome, new, brand new social space, improved parking, much more safer proposition for everyone involved. And then phase three of the project will be our expanded gymnasium. And so we're looking at September right now to hopefully have that done and unveiled. And then phase four will be the entire upper level. So the upper level will consist of a, you know, modernized and expanded fitness center. We will have a community room that will be available for rent to the public. We'll also be using that space for programming, for classes, for meetings, things to that nature. And so the other thing we're super excited, you know, when we get phase four complete is the expansion of our youth development area. You know, we have summer camp coming up here this summer. Thankfully, you know, we have an awesome relationship with McCook Public Schools, and they've been able to work with us. So we have space for our summer camp this summer, because that's such a vital program for our community, you know. And with our new space, once phase four is complete, right now tentative completion date for that is next February of 2027, we'll be able to expand that program to, you know, allow more kids into the summer camp and the other offerings that we have available for the community.
I know you and the rest of your great directors have talked about, thanks to all the other McCook Christian Church, the Poor Farm, and all those other folks have opened up their locations to help you guys out.
Yeah, 100%. We can't do it with the kindness of all of our partners in the community, the ones you just mentioned specifically, you know, all of the donors, you know, our steering committee, you know, all of the individuals that have, you know, joined us and spent tireless hours in fundraising and getting out and pounding the pavement and helping us tell our story. So because it's a critical organization for not only McCook, but the surrounding area. And so, you know, we couldn't be more thrilled to get to this point. We have a ways to go, but it's because of all those individuals that have, you know, joined us side by side that we're at this point, and we're looking forward to keeping it going. And, you know, hopefully about a year from now, we'll be cutting the ribbon on the entire project itself.
Yep, it's going to really look cool. I mean, a lot of concrete's been poured lately around there, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're almost done with pouring concrete. We got a little bit more to go inside. You know, the walking track is going to be super impressive and just a huge amenity for our community. Looking at that down in the gym, you know, last week, and it's bigger than what I envisioned, than what you see on paper. And so, you know, that's just an example of, you know, what a big impact this project is going to have for our community.
More information, Mitch, once again, hit your Facebook page, website, a lot of info. You plug that all the time, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. McCookYMCA.org. You know, we do a really good job, our staff does, of keeping things up to date. Every day we're putting out, you know, updates on our Facebook page, you know, and stop by. If you would like more information about the project, how you can get involved, you know, with fundraising does continue. So if you're interested in supporting us in that fashion, feel free to stop by and visit with me. And then, yeah, again, don't forget tomorrow night, our open house, 4:30 to 5:30 on Tuesday.
Come on by. Check it out for a lot of folks. Very first time you'll have a chance to take a sneak peek.
Yes, 100%. You know, the other thing is, big shout out to my staff. If people knew the amount of hours that have gone into, especially the last couple months here, the final preparations to get the aquatic center and the locker rooms up and running. You know, my staff has worked tirelessly, you know, and I'm super, super proud of them. You know, they're the ones who deserve a big pat on the back for these finishing touches, in addition to, you know, just keeping the day-to-day operations going and keeping the vital programs that we offer the community going as well.